So, is it okay if I swear? Yes. You know, I was going to say that I've never actually said the F word in a church before, but then I realized I was in a Unitarian church. Does that count? Anyway, there's this great line by Catherine MacKinnon, and I want to say another thing about my mom, which is, it's so funny, that my mom is so supportive of my work. I'm talking about like she's not here. She's so supportive of my work, but a lot of times, whenever I will say fuck in my talk, and it's very important that I do, she'll frown at me, and then when we're on the way home, she'll say, did you have to say that word quite so often? Anyway, there's this great line by Catherine MacKinnon. Man fucks woman, subject, verb, object. Man fucks woman, subject, verb, object. And, you know, I'm talking about how objectification is so intrinsic, so inherent. I mean, how you know, if it's something that happens so... Okay, well, here, I'm going to back up a second and say, fuck is the most amazing word in the world because it's all a patriarchy condensed to four letters. Because isn't it weird that the same word that means make love to means do great violence to? I mean, how twisted is that? It's like there was this thing going around the internet before the most recent invasion of Iraq that said had all these sailors on a big ship, I guess they're called, with a photograph from the air, that, and they were all spelling out "fuck Iraq." And I'm thinking, you know, if we use the other definition, this might be an okay kind of fun thing. But I mean, okay, so there's this man fucks woman, subject, verb, object. Even within the context of a loving heterosexual relationship, the women still get objectified because the man says to the woman, I would like to be inside of you. You know what just happened grammatically? She's the object of the sentence. The woman says to the man, I would like for you to be inside of me. You know what just happened? She's the object of the sentence. So the man could say, I would like for you to be around me. And the woman will say, will you please speak English? It's very problematical, even grammatically, for the woman not to get objectified. My point is that this is so pervasive, which, by the way, is also something else I think is very interesting, is I never did understand homophobia, because I always thought that if you don't like gays, you probably just shouldn't date one. But back in the whole Clinton don't ask, don't tell thing, I finally understood it. And it has to do with, which by the way, I have to tell you that I agree that homosexuals should not, absolutely positively not be allowed into the military. But then again, I also think that heterosexuals, asexuals, bisexuals, and the transgendered should not be allowed in the military either. Anyway, there's this military spokesperson was saying that the reason we can't have gays in the military is because, can you imagine, he said, this direct quote, can you imagine what would happen if a private had sex with a lieutenant? I was thinking, well, I can imagine that, sure. And his point was not, and he said it would destroy chain of command, and his point was not that they would become so intimate that the lieutenant could not order the private to his death. His point was, very specific, he didn't say if a lieutenant had sex with a private. Remember, man fucks woman, subject, verb, object. So if you have man fucks man, all the tiny brains start getting really, really confused because it destroys that whole directionality. Well, okay, we're going to talk about the F word for a second again, still, which is the most common, and then we'll drop it, the most common words that, God, I haven't hit by lightning yet.